All right, welcome to the Vital Life Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Longo. This episode, we got something juicy for you. We got something good. This is going to help you change what you're doing. It's going to show you how to do it the right way with regards to your body. This one's going to be Biology 102. I did the 101 a while back, and I think it's time to revisit this because if you understand these principles in this episode, you're pretty much going to be able to make whatever changes you want to your body. So if you're excited to learn about Biology 102, hit that subscribe button. Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Come on. I know you're listening to it somewhere. And if you're not following the Instagram channel, come on, please follow the channel. Share the channel. Help grow the channel. Let everyone know. We need to grow this stuff. We need to get this thing going, baby. I mean, we don't need to do anything, to be honest. But I would really appreciate that if you share it with other people. Let everyone know what's going on here. We got a lot of good stuff coming out. So if you're ready for Biology 102, let's hop into it. All right, Biology 102. What am I going to cover in Bio 102? Well, if you haven't clicked off the episode, you're pretty interested. All right, you're pretty interested. Biology 102, I'm going to cover proteins and what the are proteins and how do they work? Why do we need them? What is going on? Just about everything you need to know. The fundamentals of proteins. We have to get into the fundamentals of what they are before I can teach you what they do. All right, so proteins are long chains of amino acids, right? You have 20. As humans, we use 20 different amino acids. I could go list them all, but there's no point. Basically, it's like letters. You know, you got an A, you got a B, you got a C, you got a D. And when you use different letters in the long chain, it makes a different type of protein. And certain amino acids do certain things in the protein. But imagine you got a long chain, right? And each chain link is an amino acid. Now, if you go and you squish that chain together, you get a ball of chain, right? And that's pretty much what happens with proteins. You get a ball of chain, and sometimes there's kinks in those chains. And those kinks actually end up doing stuff. Like those kinks in the chain will actually break down molecules. Like you could have a protein with a kink that breaks down carbohydrates. You can have a protein with a kink that breaks down fat, or they could build up fat. They do these kinks. They do different things. You know, they do different things in the body. And that's with the ball form. You actually have another type, right? And they're called transmembrane. Oh my God, it's a big word, right? It's really simple. Instead of being a ball, it's actually a protein that goes through a cell membrane. And so it's just a long chain, but the chain is not really folded in on itself. The chain is going straight through the membrane. And on the one side of the membrane, it's like wiggling around and folding into a ball and doing its thing. And on the other side of the membrane, it's doing the same thing. But through the membrane, it's actually just a long straight chain. It's not straight. It's just moving around, but it's not into a ball. And so now you have a protein that has two ends to it and that can do two different reactions on different sides. And why this is important is because these proteins are going to be your signalers. And they're going to facilitate different things. For an example, you have a transmembrane protein. You have the long chain through the membrane. And on one side, it's going to hit a molecule or it's going to bind to a molecule. And it's going to tell the cell on the other side now, the whole protein is going to change how it acts. And so now within the cell, on the inside, the other half, the other exposed part of the protein is going to start wiggling around differently. And it's going to start doing stuff. What am I doing? Oh, I'm opening up the cell to bring in nutrients. That's kind of how it works. And now that you understand like why we need proteins and what they can do, I can start to get into all of the different reasons that these things are important. All the different reasons why eating certain foods are important. Why facilitating the right gene expression, which is Biology 101, beads on a string, baby. Figuring out which proteins to make. And which proteins are going to be doing what? A little recap of everything I just talked about. I know, right? It's a whole fucking watch my profanity. It's a whole semester of education and little thing. You know, so again, proteins are a long chain. Each chain link, each piece of the chain is an amino acid. all these amino acids do different things. They make different kinks. The sequence, the actual sequence of the amino acids will induce different kinks in the protein later on. So you have two types. You have the straight ones and you have globular, which is the balls. So if I take that chain, I smush it all together, and now that chain has different kinks in it, smushed into a ball. Well, those kinks can do different things. Some of those kinks break down carbohydrates. Some of those kinks build up carbohydrates. Some of those kinks break down fat. Some of those kinks store fat. It's kind of like that. What they're doing is different reactions throughout the body, different processes that we need to do. Proteins, the reason they are so important is because without proteins, our cells would not be able to function. Our proteins are what do every single thing in our body. If you don't have protein, if you don't have adequate amounts, you're going to end up not being able to do all of the proper functions that each cell requires. Each cell requires very different proteins, very different functions, very different amino acid ratios. Biology 101, beads on a string. All of the cells have the same instructions, but they read the instructions differently. So if you don't have the right protein ratios, you don't have the right protein content, and your cells are not able to use the amino acids properly, then you're going to have dysfunction in your cells. So why is this even useful? Why do I need to know about proteins? Why do I... Let me stop you there. Proteins, again, they do everything in your body. If you don't have the ability to make the right proteins, if you are having dysfunction somewhere in your body, you are going to be having issues. Give you an example. One single mutation in the hemoglobin gene creates sickle cell anemia, where one single change of amino acids, one single change, now creates a disease where you can die from your blood not being able to deliver enough oxygen. That is one amino acid difference. One amino acid difference out of hundreds of thousands. Think about that. One amino acid now induces a disease like sickle cell anemia, where you can no longer deliver oxygen to your cells properly. You think proteins aren't important? Well, that's pretty important. One amino acid, again, amino acid is a small piece, the small chain in the larger protein. I'm not saying one protein deficiency. I'm saying one amino acid deficiency. It's even smaller than a protein. That is why proteins and amino acids are so important. They are not just a macronutrient. Oh yeah, protein. They're not all the same. They're all different. They have different ratios. Plant protein is not the same as animal protein. They have different amino acid ratios. I'm not saying don't eat plants, and I'm not saying don't eat animals. What I'm saying is you need to understand that they have different amino acid ratios, and those ratios are telling your body what you're eating. This is why BCAAs as a supplement are so important to muscle building, because it tells your body, it tells your muscles, hey, we have a lot of amino acids. We have a lot of an ability to build because of the actual ratios of BCAAs. BCAAs are an amino acid that we don't produce as humans. So since we don't produce it, when it comes into our body's like, oh, damn, we got a lot of this stuff that we don't make. So clearly we're good. We're chilling. Right. Clearly, we have enough nutrients so we can start to do other stuff because we don't make it. So when it is there, then our body knows, OK, it's time. It's time. It's time to build muscle. Like that is those are some great examples, right, of what proteins do and why proteins are essential. What I want to get into now is what proteins can do. What they can do. I know we just talked about delivering oxygen to our body. Proteins do everything. Proteins do almost everything in our body. This concept is so important because if you don't have enough protein, you don't have enough amino acids, you're going to be having to suck them from somewhere else. Sometimes it's not bad to break down your own proteins, break down your own cells. You know, you kill the unhealthy cells and you use their protein. That's what your body does. It will kill the unhealthy cells and it will scavenge for amino acids and scavenge for proteins. And the healthy cells, they don't die because they're healthy. That's what happens. It's important to have enough adequate protein, have adequate amounts of muscle, because your muscle tissue actually acts as an organ. It acts as a store of protein. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, right? Well, your muscles, they function great for moving stuff, but they also have been shown that when people have traumatizing injuries or traumatic injuries, they tap into their own muscle tissue to get the protein that they need to repair their bodies. That's why you see people after surgery, the people that are more muscular are going to be more likely to survive from surgery because they could tap into their own protein stores in their muscle to heal themselves. I know it's crazy. The body's amazing. The body's amazing how it does this stuff. People with more muscle tissue on their body tend to be healthier, not just because they're clearly more active, but because the actual muscle tissue is a store of protein. It's a store of health. It's a supply of something that if we run out, we could tap into and we could use it. And that's what the body often does. And I'm going to give you another really cool example of why proteins are so important. All right, so now I'm going to integrate Bio 101 and I'm going to connect it to Bio 102 so that you can start to understand why I did a first episode and why I'm doing a second episode. Bio 101. Bio 101 was all about gene expression, which basically is beads on a string, which basically is like your cells reading in a library and learning what they need to create to do the things that they need to do, right? So if a cell needs to build muscle, if these cells need to detoxify, if these cells need to pump blood, as in the heart, if they need to cleanse your body fluid, like the kidneys, they need to read the instructions to make the right proteins. They need to read your genes so that they can create proteins from amino acids so that you can do the functions you need to do. Bio 101 was all about your cells going into their library, reading the book, figuring out, okay, so we need to do this, we need to do this, and we need to do this. And then, now that they read what they need to do, they go and do it. They create, they take their DNA, they read it, and they create RNA. They take the RNA, they cut it up, and they do whatever they want to do with the RNA so that it fits. They export the RNA outside of the nucleus. This might be a little intense, but basically, you take it from inside this purple bubble and you move it outside into your cell cytoplasm, which basically is like a fluid. You move the RNA somewhere where it can be read by other proteins. Those proteins are called ribosomes. Ribosomes will read the RNA and they will go boop, 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 and start to build the protein chain. They start to add chain links by reading the RNA. The RNA will tell the ribosome, will tell the protein maker how to build the protein, what amino acids go where, when to put the amino acids, when to stop, when to start. So that's really what happens. So Bio 101 is you reading the DNA and being access to the DNA. Bio 102 is how the proteins are built, right? How are these proteins being made? Well, this is how. The DNA leaves in the form of RNA. The RNA is scanned and read, and then the ribosome builds the amino acids. Eventually, once it's done, it says stop. It cuts it. And there's a lot more stuff that actually goes on, but I'm really simplifying a lot. And now that you have read the DNA, created the RNA, and created the protein, now your body is bringing out proteins that do certain things, right? So now you have this protein that detoxifies. Now you have this protein that pumps sodium outside of the body, and it pumps potassium inside the cell, like stuff like that. You need these proteins to do every single thing in your body. And I mean, like when I say every single thing, we don't even know everything we're doing. We know like 1% of all the proteins and what they're doing. like, because there's so much in between that, like, you could spend a whole lifetime studying one protein and how the different changes within the cell, how the different processes impact that one protein. The last snippet I kind of want to give you is like a little story, you know, like how are these proteins like going to make an impact? How can I change my body, change what proteins I'm expressing so that I can do the things I want to do, right? How can I learn better? How can I learn faster? How can I run faster? How can I burn more fat? How can I, you get the point. You could do all these things. You have to leverage your instructions and you have to leverage your amino acids, right? So if you want to build more muscle, well, muscle tissue responds very well to branched chain amino acids. So when you produce, when you're consuming BCAAs and you have a high leucine content, what is all these words? Branched chain amino acids, again, are amino acids. They're amino acids that we don't have. There's a supplement online. If you want to buy them, go ahead and buy them. If you want to try my pre-workout that I've created, then you can do that too. It's a great thing. But those branched chain amino acids are then shuttled into your muscle cells, and your muscle cells are like, hey, you see this? Hey, yeah, I see this. Yeah, what is this? We don't make this. Hey, I think it. So they learn, they listen, they see, they don't see, but they listen through chemicals, and that they're like, hey, we have a lot of branched chain amino acids. We have a lot of like ability to build. Let's build some muscle. And so when you shuttle those branched chain amino acids inside the muscle tissue while you're working out, then your muscle is going to respond very well. And that is why I created my pre-workout. And that is why I'm going to do a whole episode on it. Because when you can shuttle those branched chain amino acids inside your muscle cells while you're working out, like, it doesn't get much better. It's like magic sauce. It's like muscle nectar, muscle juice. Like, you are giving your muscle cells what they need to grow when they need it. And you're putting it there when the blood is flowing optimally. So if you like this episode and you want to learn more about building muscle and proteins and all this great stuff, look for an episode coming out soon. I made an entire pre-workout and that baby kicks. That baby is good. I took it from concept to everything you need to do to build optimum amounts of muscle, all the processes, and I'm going to go into it in depth. Hey, real quick, if you haven't subscribed, if you made it this far, what are you doing? If you made it this far, what are you doing? Subscribe, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go follow the Instagram. Come on, baby. We're taking this to another level. We're going to be making education for the masses. That's what this is here. That's what this is here for. That's what this podcast is all about. We're sharing this content. I am delivering to you. And in turn, you can either deliver to me. You can either send me questions, send me things that you want to know, you want to learn about, and help me provide you. I don't know. I can't fill in the holes if I don't know what holes to fill in, you know? So let me know what you need. Let me know the questions you have. Ask me. Luke@thevitallife.com. Send me an email. Follow the Instagram. Stuff's there. Go to the website. I got my contact info. Please don't harass me. I don't want to be harassed. And as always, go live that vital life. Thank you.